This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
John 17, which is, of course, the prayer of Jesus to his Father, sometimes called the Lord's Prayer as well, the real one. But then John 17, he had, of course, the 13th chapter of John, he had already been to the Last Supper, and then he was, and so this was during those hours between then and his crucifixion. He was praying and preparing his disciples for the task that laid before them after he would be removed from them through death and resurrection and ascension. So, and they would be left on the earth to take up the work of bringing the gospel into all the world and planting churches and so forth. So it was, of course, the work of the Father, we know from John 6:44. It's the work of the Father to draw men to Jesus. It's the work of the Father in heaven, and he does that work to draw men to Jesus, just as the Holy Spirit does that today. For us, that's why we pray for people, to draw men to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit's ministry is such. Verse 6 in John 17, we'll start there. We're talking about separation and the two types of separation that we have mentioned here in this particular chapter. So verse 6 says, I have manifest your name, Jesus praying to his Father, I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me. So the Father gave them to the Son as a gift. People who are Christians are gifts to the Son from the Father. And we have been gifted to him. And he manifests your name. Your name designates not just the title, but the nature of the person. So we know Jesus Christ was on earth manifesting the nature of God to people. His kindness, his patience, his love, and so forth. All a manifestation of God's life to people. He manifested his nature to them and to all those that were given to him, those who became disciples, those that followed him. And they are yours. You gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Kept your word means they believed it. They heard it, they accepted it, they believed it. When he said, "You, if you believe in me, you shall have eternal life," they accepted that, they believed that. Not everybody did. Some people said, "Yeah, you're crazy, you're out of your mind, you've lost it, you're just another wacky prophet, you're nothing." They rejected the word, but these people who followed him, his disciples, kept the word. They accepted what he said as truth. And because of that, they received the gift of salvation. The Father gave them to the Son, and the Son will take them to heaven forever. So each soul that Jesus saves is a gift from the Father. Now Jesus made known to them his nature and the nature of the Father. And they were separated at that point out of the world and given to Christ. When the Father gave them to Christ, he separated them from the world system, or from, in Colossians 1:13, the kingdom of darkness, and gave them to Jesus Christ. They were removed from the world system. Why? Because in John 3:18, the whole world is condemned because the world has fallen short. And but God has not left them to just flounder and live in condemnation. He's given them the provision of Jesus Christ to rescue them out of the world system and place them into Christ where there is safety. Kind of like back in the days of Genesis 6 when Noah and his family were placed in the ark. That was the ark of safety. They were placed inside. The door was shut by God. And when judgment came down, they were safe and secure from the judgment. So that's the same picture we have in the New Testament. Christ is that ark, and those who accept his word and receive and believe upon him, they are placed in Christ. He's the ark of safety, and they are shut in, sealed in by the Father. And then when judgment does come in the future, whether you die and go to stand before God, your judge, that judgment will not touch you because you're in Christ. That's why Romans 8:1 says there's no condemnation to those who are in Jesus Christ. There'll be no judgment. Where did the judgment go? Certainly I deserve it. I've done enough things in my life to merit some pretty hostile judgment. But that judgment went to Jesus Christ on the cross. That judgment was taken by him on the cross. He died in substitution for me so that the judgment went to him, not to me. I get forgiveness. He got the judgment. And so I'm forgiven, placed in Christ, and given a future, a destiny to be in heaven with the Father and the Son for all eternity. Because we kept the gospel. We heard the gospel and we kept it. We heard it, we believed it, we received it. We kept the gospel message and had our faith placed in Christ. So we are separated from the world system and put into Christ. We're separated from our past history. We're separated from our failures. We're separated from our sins. We're separated from the reservations we had to go to hell. We're separated from that. That's no longer part of our life. All of that is in the past. It's all gone. We're in Christ, and we are brand new creations, of course, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Colossians 1:13 says, he delivered us from the power of darkness, or from the kingdom of darkness, and transferred us, conveyed us, translated us. One of those three words all fit, depending on your version of the Bible. He transferred us into the kingdom of his Son, Jesus Christ. So we were taken out of the world system. We were placed into Christ. That happened the moment of the day you put your faith in Christ, you believe the gospel, and you trusted Jesus for your destiny. So Hebrews 10:10 tells us that by this will, and speaking of the will, it was the will that of the Father that the Son fulfilled while he was on the earth. It says, by this will, Jesus did what the Father wanted him to do on the earth, which was to live 33 years in perfect obedience to the Father, and then go to the cross and die for you and for me. He didn't deserve it. He never failed. He never sinned, but he took my place. So by that reason, we have been set apart, sanctified, or separated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. So we are permanently set apart and sanctified, set into Christ, and given a destiny with God forever because of what Christ did for us, not because of what we did for him. Because we did very little for him, if anything. And even if you did do a lot for him, it probably wasn't in the right frame of mind anyways. So, but it has nothing to do with what we did, except the only thing, our only part in this was to believe. We heard the message, we heard the gospel, and we believed. And we accepted that. We embraced that truth. Yes, that's for me. Because I ain't going to make it any other way anyways. That's for me. And so we're taken out of Satan's grip, because he is the ruler of the darkness. He is the god of this world. And he is the prince and the power of the air in Ephesians 2:2. He is the one who has he has orchestrated the world system for a very specific purpose. Most people just see what goes on in life. You read the newspaper, you watch the TV, things happening, and so forth. But Satan has orchestrated the world system to draw people away from God and to cause them to live independent from him. That's his deal. He promotes self-reliance. He promotes self-dependency. He promotes independence. He promotes all of these things to get us away from the from Christ and to just live our lives on our own without him. Remember in the book of Genesis, when after Cain killed Abel, the Bible said he went out from the presence of God and built a city. And Cain was a murderer, but everybody else that lived in that city, they were living outside of the presence of God, away from God, independent from God. And that's the plan. Get people away from God somehow. Distract them, deceive them, cause them to just live for themselves, cause them to live in selfishness, cause them to live some way apart from God. Don't let them be in Christ. So what the first thing is that we are in Christ through salvation. We're in Christ once and for all and forever through Jesus Christ. And then once we're put in there, just like in the days of Noah, when God, the Bible says God sealed them in, he shut the door. After Noah and his family went into the ark, God shut the door. In the New Testament, we're told in Ephesians 4:30, Ephesians 1:13, 2 Corinthians 1:22, that we were sealed by the Holy Spirit. The seal is a Greek word. It means it's proof of ownership and security. So we were saved and then sealed, kept by the power of God unto the day of redemption. We were sealed. He put his ownership on us, and we have security in the fact that he keeps us. He keeps us. We don't keep ourselves. And like I first learned when I became a Christian, that and was not taught properly. They told you, well, you know, if you stumble, you know, you just stumble a little bit. There you go, baby. You lost your salvation. It's over. And then you get it back, then you lose it, then you get it back, and then you lose it. And, you know, you're just like, man, 100 times a day I lost it and got it back. And it's frustrating and it's ridiculous. It's not the Bible. But it's what they have. But anyways, to be truly saved, the believer is then sealed into the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. That's his proof of ownership and security. And if you choose to run away from the Lord after you're a Christian, you may choose it. Probably most of us here have spent some time turning our back on God after we were Christians and doing our own thing and going after something that we wanted, even if God didn't want it for us. We've had our times. And if you run away from God, whether it's for a day or a decade, it says you grieve the Holy Spirit. You sadden him. You grieve him. Why? Because he wants to manifest Christ in your life, and you're not going to allow him to do that today, because right today you're on a tear in the flesh. You just want what you want. You want to get your own way. You don't care. Somebody said something to you, and for the whole day you're fuming over it. You know, they said that to me. You know, you're just fuming over it. And the Holy Spirit wants to give you patience and peace and love for that person. But yeah, I don't want love for that person. I want to give, you know, I mean, you're just in the flesh. That's just, you know, that happens to us, and because we're human, and it's called grieving the Spirit. He wants to give us something with which we can share with that person who just, you know, was up in our face, but we're not going to receive it from him. We're just going to give him ourselves instead of giving him the Lord. That's grieving the Holy Spirit. That happens. You don't lose your salvation when that happens. That just happens. And because you're sealed till the day of redemption. You already have God's ownership and security and guaranteed delivery on your life.
Thank you for listening to Breakthrough. Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist.